Monday morning. Too much thinking could take your soul away. And happiness becomes a broken armchair where you would like to stay. How much would you try? Just enough to get by. And tell me how far. Just how far would you fly?
To the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, live from First Fridays right here in Long Beach, California, man, down in Bixby Knolls. And things are picking up. They got the tree lighting ceremony and the menorah lighting ceremony right up the street here in Nino's. We're live from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill with Michelle Mangione and friends. And some of the guests she's going to have tonight is singer-songwriter Jeff, and I can pronounce this, Hemelgam, H-E-M-M-E-L-G-A-M. We're going to get a chance to talk to him. Also, Gloria Killian, executive director from ACWIP, which she'll tell us much about what that is all about. And hopefully, we'll also get a chance to talk to Robin Kieber from AKA Angels. Robin was supposed to be a guest Wednesday night, and she had to cancel out because she had something pop up on her, but she's going to be here tonight, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to her. But plenty of things going on. If you haven't been to First Fridays down here in Bixby Knolls, you got to get out of here one month. If you're close enough to get here today, get on down. There's plenty of things happening down at the Expo building. They have the Uptown Village Market going on. A lot of artists and crafters there, so you can find some good, unique, independent, handmade things for the holidays, and get some gifts for your friends and family and things like that. Stuff going all up and down the block here. Music, artwork, just a lot of fun. Restaurants and things are happening. So get on chance to get on down. Head on down on First Fridays. We're here usually most First Fridays, as long as Michelle's Mangione's here at the Mirage. We usually join her and then do a little broadcast. We'll be on tonight till around 8 o'clock or so, just before the show gets kicked in here. But plenty of things to happen. Peter's not with me tonight. Peter had some things to do. He had daddy duties, which I can relate to. So it's all good. So Swoop's flying solo, man. But I can handle it. Been there, done that. So thanks for those of you who tuned in. And those who check us out on the TalkStream Live app, yourmuse.fm, and also Nobex Radio Companion. We really appreciate that. And we're going to start tonight off real quick. What you heard, if you tuned in before we were actually on the air, you heard Michelle Mangione, and that was called Fly. She recorded that with Sam Morrison. We had a pretty good week this week. We had Mind the Gap on Wednesday night on Swoop's World Late Night. And this week on Swoop's World Late Night, coming up this Wednesday, Jack Nunn will be joining us, and possibly some of another of his Olympic medal rowing buddies might be joining us also. And we'll be celebrating our two-year anniversary for Swoop's World. So if you get a chance to tune in Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. on the East Coast. We're going to take our first break. We're going to let you listen to a little bit from our guest this week. From Mind the Gap, and this one right here is Fall.
Watch the leaves fall off the trees, burns my heart inside of me, leaning on the window pane. The sky is turning blue to gray. Oh, 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 it's getting colder. The wind is strong, the sun is gone, but harder and harder to hold on. Stay. days are short, the nights are long. The colors of the rainbow all but gone. The birds all fly, flying away. No kids will come outside to play. Oh, oh. This crippled, growing thin, and nothing ever, ever stays the same.
And that's Mind the Gap and Fall. So check them out. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and you know, all the social networks. And check them out at mindthegapsound.com. And if you can't find it, don't remember that, just go to Swoops World and just look at the on the front page there where it says Mind the Gap. Click on that, and you can see the link to their site. Happy to have with me right now one of the performers for tonight. This is Jeff Himmelgarn, right?
Himmelgarn.
And I'm close.
Yeah.
Hey,
nice
thanks
to
for,
be here.
Thanks for joining us. Really
yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks for having
that.
Me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Orange County,
uh-huh.
And I've been cooped up in this studio for about the last three and a half months in L.A., and recording a record up there, and got an invite to come play for 20 minutes tonight, and to get out of the studio in a dark room where I stare at producers, and to come out and see people's faces. I took it.
You jumped at it.
I jumped at it, yeah. This is what it's really all about, you know, songwriting. It's just sharing it with people. In
right.
the studio, you lose a lot of that connection.
Yeah.
So when I'm in the studio, I have to think about who's listening.
Exactly.
So when I got a chance to come out and see people's faces,
nice.
I took it, yeah.
How long, you know, how'd you get started in music?
Well, I started very young, like most people do,
yeah.
And pursued it very heavily, and actually was on a label when I was in my 20s,
uh-huh.
And did the whole road thing and put out a record and tried to support it, and then took a long break from music and tried to reassess
yeah.
why I'm doing it, which was for myself. So now that I'm older and a bit wiser, I'm just continuing my journey as a songwriter.
Excellent.
Yeah, but this time, you're for intrinsic primarily. Nothing else. If anything else happens, lucky me, but that's not what it's about anymore.
Very
so
cool.
Good change of head.
Excellent. Well, you know, you were just talking about being in the studio and getting out and actually performing. We've talked a lot this a lot with a lot of the artists that we've interviewed. It's kind of the necessary evil. I mean, you have to... you know, a lot of people love to perform, love mm-hmm. to be in front of the crowd, love the feedback you get with that,
yeah.
and you know, you're putting your soul out there.
Of course.
But you have to get in the studio and hunker down and record some stuff so people can actually take something home with them, right?
Yeah, and it's a good way to capture with a lot of other creative input, other musicians that are on the record, to get producers to have ideas. So it's a good way to collaborate
yeah.
and build. I often consider writing as like painting, so I like to have other painters join me. And it's nice to see how a song will transform itself over a few months. So I do dig the studio.
Yeah.
But once in a while, I think you need to pull out and remember, like, music is a verb. It is a live art form.
Right.
And unless you hang it on the wall for people to react to, and if you could watch them do that,
yeah,
to me, that's the beauty of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, when you come in with a concept or with an idea mm-hmm. for a song, and maybe it's already written, maybe you have some licks or some chords and stuff, and you bring it in and you start working on it, and then you have other people's input,
mm-hmm.
What's that like? I mean, I know you said you enjoy that and mm-hmm. such, but sometimes a lyric or maybe the entire song is very personal.
It is.
So then when you allow other people into that, is it hard to let go sometimes?
Not for me. There was a period of time when I felt very controlling over what I created. Uh-huh. No one can mess with what I did. that's what I meant to say. Now I'm a bit open about it.
Yeah.
Because things get better when you collaborate with others. And I've yet to have someone to come in and change a meaning.
Right.
They might change a brushstroke if I use a painting.
Yes.
Yeah. They might change a color. But they don't change what I'm painting.
Right.
So most things aren't changing. If you lose the control, and things do get better when you collaborate, I think songwriters have proven that over and over again, and artists have. So I'm a bit looser about it now. And I enjoy it.
Now, when you were younger and you're out there doing it, yep. and stuff like that, and you said you took some time off,
yeah,
and you came back with a different mindset,
totally different head.
Would you say that you needed the early years mm-hmm. to create what you're doing now?
I mean, yeah, I couldn't have gotten here without that. I needed the break too.
Yeah,
I needed to reassess why does someone pursue music their whole life, and after a while you realize it's not going to be for money, it's not going to be for attention for very long, because even then you can't get enough attention or the right people's attention.
Right.
It has to be for oneself. So pursuing it when I was young, it helped me kind of understand what the music business was about. The break helped me experience why I wanted to pursue music in the first place. So coming back now is purely for me. Yeah.
You know,
hopefully the audience enjoys it too.
Yeah, exactly.
But my heart's in the right place.
Well, you know, the entire singer-songwriter genre, I think, lends itself to people who really have something to say, really want to express, not necessarily themselves, a feeling or a thought or something like that. That genre does. I know you could say that as a whole with any of the arts,
mm-hmm.
but I think that genre, because people are really listening to the lyrics,
right?
You know, a lot of music, it's all about the beat, and
true.
Which is important, but you can tell, you know, you can tell people that, hey, you know this song? Oh, I love that song. I don't know the lyrics. But when you're here, you know, in the singer-songwriter genre, usually people know the lyrics. And
yeah,
do you find that I don't know, I shouldn't say put pressure on it. Do you find that that genre really worked for you in the sense that you really love the writing aspect of it?
It can go both ways.
Yeah.
When you're in a band, which I've been in a band most of my life, you can shield yourself behind
right.
a great drum part, or that guitar lick is the one, and you can take your time off on the lyrics or just do your part in the band. So you're a cog in the bigger puzzle.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
When you're a singer-songwriter, you're right, it is a lot more intimate, very personal. There's nothing to hide behind it. And especially what we're going to do here tonight. It's me and one guitar. That's it. There's the target. So I think that as my songwriting progresses, I like it being more intimate and one-to-one. Because I like it being exposed more.
Right.
So it's a good exercise. I wouldn't have wanted to try to do that when I was too young, because I don't know if the songs could stand up. They need all those other elements to help support it and prop it up.
Right.
So as I get more progressive in my writing, I think that I think I'm ready.
Now, what was it like the first time you decided to step from behind the band, behind all that support,
uh-huh.
and just get out there on stage by yourself? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I felt that a lot of weight came off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As opposed to the other way around, huh?
Yeah, I think when you're in a band, you have a lot of responsibilities to other folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was a primary songwriter in bands, so you write songs to fit everyone's strengths.
Right?
So if you have a bass player that's got a certain style, I might write to that to try to accentuate that.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to develop your songwriting that way. So you start to plug in the holes. When you lose all that, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Now it's just my imagination, what I can do. So it frees me up. So now if I want to have something with a 3-4 time, or a 6-8, or what about a waltzy? Like, the band would never do that, but I might.
Right.
And I might let me try to write a different style. So I think it's a bit of a freedom point for me. Yeah, I like it.
That's very interesting because, you know, it's you're the first person I've actually talked to that's actually gone that way. Everybody has said that I've, you know, asked this question to that they've enjoyed going out and taking it on themselves, but they said, you know, initially it was a kind of scary situation.
Yeah.
And they felt more weight on their shoulders because they were, you know, they
because
had to
it's all on them.
Do it all alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that. And I can't speak for all songwriters, but for myself, that when you're a songwriter for a band, it's kind of already on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, if it sucks in the rehearsal room, in a studio, live,
yeah.
All eyes are going to one person. You know what I mean? There's a reason the song sucks.
And they're pointing.
Well.
We didn't write this.
You know, you have the chef in the kitchen, and you have everyone else that supports the restaurant, and if the food sucks, I know where I'm looking to. I'm looking back into the kitchen.
Exactly.
So at least this way, it's just me in the mirror. It's not other folks. So.
Did you notice, now, one of the things I hear a lot is that people say when they step away from the band and they're out there on their own, they've actually seemed to develop their instrument, their vocals, and everything a lot more. They had more range and stuff like that because they didn't have to rely on anybody else. Did you experience that same thing?
I started to hear myself differently, so I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Boy, you can sure mask a lot with volume. You can. I hear it all the time. A lot of the concerts I go to, I hear that going on. And also, I think all the different instruments, depending on what type of singer you are, you might tune into the bass.
Right.
That might be your root for tone.
Right.
And for pitch. When you remove some of those things, you might. So there goes your crutch. So, yeah, there is some of that. Becoming a different singer, holding your notes differently because there's no one else to plug those holes.
Right.
So everything gets exposed. I was telling my wife on the drive up here, like, there's no hiding anymore. You know what I mean?
It's you and the stage.
That's it. And there's no one else to blame. But I look forward to it. I think songwriting to me is as noble as trying to be a poet or trying to be an author. So it's a worthy craft. And
Absolutely.
It is a craft. And I think you do get better the longer you work at it. And I enjoy it.
Excellent. Excellent, Jeff. Well, if people want to see you or hear you or find your music, how do they go about doing that?
Well, the next release that's coming out is going to be in early spring, and I'm very blessed right now. I have a producer working with me. I have two producers working with me. One of them, everyone has them on their iPad. It's a gentleman from England by the name of Ken Scott. Now, Ken Scott started to engineer the Beatles.
Wow.
And he started engineering right at the end of Magical Mystery Tour and came out on the White Album. And he went on to produce Elton John, David Bowie, all of the Ziggy Stardust era stuff is all him. Supertramp, Missing Persons, legendary guy, working with me. So every time I go into the studio, I make his tea.
Yeah.
I'm a student. And another producer that's in the room with us too is a gentleman by the name of Wynn Davis. If there was a hard rock band in the hair music 80s, it's probably him.
Really?
So those two guys in there, so we have a lot of work to do, and it's just me, and so we're bringing in some guest musicians, and we've got some great players on it, so I think early spring it'll be ready for release. So right now, if anyone wants to check out what I'm doing, I'm asking them just to go to the Facebook page. Social media, I'm all about
Absolutely.
It. So it's Jeff Himmelgarn Music at Facebook. JeffHimmelgarn Music.
Hang on a second.
On Facebook.
H-E what?
M-M-E-L-G-A-R-N. Music.
All one word?
Yes. And that's the that's on Facebook.
Okay.
So facebook.com/ there you go.
There we go. We're going to get that in there right there. Facebook.com. All right, so go there, go to Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I stay in touch with everyone, and we'll see where it goes.
Like Jeff's page, you on Twitter and all that kind of stuff, too?
I am, and the links for that are on the Facebook page.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you sitting down with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, Swoop, it was a pleasure.
And hopefully we can get you to come to one of our shows and have a full interview one night.
I like it. Well, thank you much.
Good. Good luck to you,
nice
man.
Nice meeting you, man.
I look forward to hearing you tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
Jeff Hilmegarn right here at Swoop's World, and check him out. Go to his Facebook page and like the page. We're going to do that right here from Swoop's World on the next break, and we'll do that. And you listen to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network. Be back after this.
Hey, parents. Introducing the Communicizer. Go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
I love you, Dad.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Tried so hard to find my way on the cold, bitter day. And my mind was so frozen that I hardly knew what to say. Once I had a friend I loved so dear, but she gone and run away. And I cried so hard, yes I cried, and my sorrow did stay. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, I'm always
me and you tear me down with it.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Hey, there's a sharp hole in the wall, and you're listening to Swoosh World.
And welcome back to Swoosh World, live from First Fridays in Bixby Knowles. What you just heard was Patrick Joseph, an escape artist, is in the song. And our guest was Jeff Himmelgarn. And check him out, facebook.com/Jeff Himmelgarn Music. And like his page, and that'll keep you up to date on what he's doing, and you get a chance to check out his music and follow him. He's a really, really super guy. And, from what I understand, very, very talented artist, and I'm going to look forward to hearing him in about an hour, so I'll be able to check him out and let you know what I think next Wednesday. So, anyway, we're live at the First Fridays, and there's always plenty of things going on here. If you get a chance, come on down, check it out. Like I said, down at the Expo Building, they have the Village Uptown Village Market this month, I should say, and it's full of crafters and artists selling, independent, handmade things, which makes, great gifts, a good time to get out and get that. And plus, there's so many places up and down the avenue here that have things going on today. Plenty of music, plenty of art, just entertainment all along the way. So if you get a chance to come on down, check it out. You won't be disappointed. If you ever get a chance to come down for First Fridays, come on down. It's always a good time. Tons of people come down. Park your car, you can walk. It's family friendly. There's also the Big Red Bus, free. Take you up and down the avenue and jump in and place in and out of places, and you'll be able to enjoy all that. So we know you will have a good time. Like I said, Swoop's here all alone tonight. Peter is tied up, and he won't be able to make it. He'll be joining us back on Wednesday, along with C. Liv and T. Bone. So look forward to Wednesday night. We'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary. Guest is Jack Nunn, for sure, and we might be picking up a couple other peeps joining us for that. So, like I said, you're listening to Swoop Show on the Talk Story Radio Network. You can always follow us on Facebook, Twitter. If you ever want to send us an email, swoopsworld@gmail.com. And always plenty of room on Swoop's World for guests, especially independent artists. We really try to spotlight independent artists. Anybody's got some cool stuff going on in the community, and you never know. You never know where we're going to pop up. And we've been happy to have be able to spotlight those independent artists out there trying to make it, and a lot of the singer-songwriters. So, speaking of one of our past guests, Parker Ainsworth has a new EP being released. So if you get a chance, check out Parker Ainsworth. Find him on Facebook, Twitter, and I think he's ParkerAinsworth.com. Check out his new EP. I think it's going to be released next week. Also, another past guest, Fat Reggae Dub Status, has a new CD that they're releasing. So, a lot of Swoosh World's guests have got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of cool things happening. Our good friend Mark Platt just released a new CD called Bitter and Sweet. You can see it on the front page of SwoopsWorld.com. And that'll link you to iTunes, I believe, to purchase it. But you can at least hear the songs right there on our front page. So, I know he's in Molly Malone's tonight, downtown L.A., down, I guess the Wilshire area. But If the strong winds haven't blown the power out, that's where he'll be. And a lot of gigs coming up. Wicked Saints, last guest, Paul McCarty. I just saw something that pop up that he's got something going on that they'll be playing along with Mark Platt later on this month. So go to swoopsworld.com, check out the homepage. You can see a lot of our past guests. Click on there, find links to where they're at, and go support them. Support them and enjoy what they got going on. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to let you hear another one of our recent guests. This is Divinity Rocks, and this is called Get Here.
It's the end of a decade, the start of an era. My mama named me Debbie, my teachers called me Deborah. God told me, girl, you existed from infinity. You ain't from this earth, they should call you divinity. And you, you can call me Miss Rocks. And you, you can eat a buckshot. I got more love than you haters got hate. And I love it that you hate it, cause I'm great. I am not a type for you, you do a typo. Everybody, everybody around here psycho. And FICO can't cover it. Mama, I'ma smother it, hover it, over it. Like a helicopter, opt to play. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Call me Dandada, I am your nana. Holla, following that Garrett for 10. I see you around till we meet again. You don't know what to say. To hear and it can't get no louder, can't get no fouler. I'm a wildflower, everybody, everybody around here sour. We need talking about the cowards. How is it that I'm amongst all these legends? Birds of a feather, will they flock together? I am the last of the wildest of children. Heaven must be in the building. I know you sense it, consistence, deny his existence. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. The light I emit can't be likened. This funny rendition of love. Tell me why you so dumb, why you so hard, why you so callous. The balance is blown, and once we are grown, we will never be children again. We have lost all of our innocence. You don't know what to say. What's behind that smile is a whole lot of tears looked the other way. And it happened oh so long ago. Through the years seem magical. How did we get here? How did we get here? You don't know what to say. What's behind that smile is a whole lot of tears looked the other way. And it happened oh so long ago. Through the years seem magical. How did we get here? How did we get here?
All the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you.
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a 7-year-old...
That means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Last Day Off,
and you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
And welcome back to Swoops World, live from First Fridays with Mirage and Dixie Knowles. Now let me tell you about a couple of good friends of ours. SoCal Mobile Detailing, owned and operated by Brandon Williams. Cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, they go after the dirt. Interior wash, wash and wax, full detail, you name it, he comes to you. So check him out. Best prices in town. Got two phone numbers for you. 310-997-5660 or 562-856-8121. Or you can email them at so.calmds@gmail.com. Tell them Swoops World sent you. Also, Jack Nunn. And Jack Nunn is the owner and operator of Powerhouse Fitness. Also is going to be our guest Wednesday night. If you want to get fit, stay fit, you know, you name it. You're a superior elite athlete. They can take care of that. And if you're just beginning or want to get back in shape or anything, they can take care of that also. Indoor rowing, Zumba, boot camp, spin classes, personal training. You name it. It covers the gamut. He's got two locations, 5750 Boathouse Lane, 1347 Loma Street, both in Long Beach. Website, powerhousefit.com. Phone, 562-688-1716. Let him know the Swoops World sent you. You get your first week for free. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and definitely support those that support us. And we really appreciate that. And you know what? The places that we talk about are good quality places, so you don't have to worry about that, and they will take care of you. We guarantee it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, another cool thing, we're going to try to get another one of the guests here that are going to be here tonight. Like I said, we have Robin Keeble from AKA Angels. We're going to try to grab her in a few minutes. And if not, we'll get her back on a little bit. We only got a little bit of time left. When we do First Fridays, we usually broadcast for just about an hour. Wednesday night shows run about 3 hours. And Thursday show runs about an hour or so, depending on what's happening. But we're kind of flexible here at the Talk Story Radio Network. But we're always happy to support local events like this and try to get out and broadcast them. We do quite a bit of this, so if you ever have an event that you want us to come broadcast from, send us an email, swoopsworld@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at it and see if we can get out there and help you showcase your event. Always happy to do that. Once again, this is First Friday's Long Beach Bixby Knowles. If you have a chance to get down here, it goes on all night. I mean, it's going on now, and it'll be last until the wee hours. Something will be happening. But it is a family-friendly event, especially in the early part of the evenings. Like I said, so many shops are open. You're down here, if you're familiar with the area, Atlantic. Everything starts by, basically 37th, 36th. I'll say as far south as Wardlow, and then runs all the way up to about San Antonio, and plenty of places in between there that you can stop in and check out, and get to know a lot of the stores and businesses and stuff in the area here, and make some commitments, connections, and see your neighbors. A lot of neighbors out here. I see a lot of kids out here. A lot of people that are, know each other from different organizations and whatnot, or live in the same area. So you get a chance to come on down and hang out and check it all out. I see the video aspect of our show is freezing up. Everything's jamming the internet over here. That's one of the problems we run into every once in a while, broadcasting from a lot of the public spaces that let us tap into their internet, that so many people use it. It kind of slows things down sometimes. But I see Robin Keeble. We're going to try to get Robin to come over here in a second. And let me take a quick break so we can bring her back, get her to come over here and tell us a little bit about what she has going on, what AKA Angels is all about, and all the cool stuff that she's doing. So in the meantime, we're going to let you listen to, like I said, we had Mind the Gap on Wednesday night. This is another one from Mind the Gap called Meant to Be, which they actually perform live in studio. If you go to our Stick'em page, you can see the archive video there. You can actually see them perform this one live. But this is Mind the Gap, Meant to Be. Listen to Swoops World on the Talk Story Radio Network. Back after this.
butterflies tickling my thighs. The bluest sky, sunlight in our eyes. Driving fast, the wind at our backs. I feel so good, I think it's love at last. We were so close.
Is for the 343 firefighters who didn't make it.
For my husband who died that day.
And the first responders who saved my life.
Because the best of humanity can overcome the worst hate.
This is Robert De Niro. This year, as we open the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, we ask that you join us to honor, remember, and reunite. To learn more or to reserve your visit, go to 911memorial.org.
Brought to you by the 9/11 Memorial and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farad, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
This is Raspin Stewart. You're listening to Swoop's World.
We started out so innocently. We learned to take what we need. Forgive us for our greed. Let's dance. We smoke the hookah and dance.
And welcome back to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network. You know, Raspin Stewart was who you just heard a little clip on Smoke the Hookah. He's got a video coming out next week or two for his Rumbling and Tumbling. So look for that. We'll put up a link to that when it comes out, because yours truly is in that video. So look forward to seeing that when it comes out. We really always have a good time when we see Raspin and stuff. So get a chance to check him out also. Raspin.com. You can find his music and a lot of good music on there. A lot of cool independent artists. We've had an opportunity to interview these last 2 years, and we'll be talking a little bit more about this on Wednesday night as we celebrate our second year anniversary. A lot of the great people we've had a chance to talk to, including Grace Slick, Marty Rooley, he's in the news right now. She wrote a book called Goodbye, Natalie, Goodbye Splendor, based on the death of Natalie Wood, and she was instrumental in getting the L.A. County Sheriff's Department to reopen that investigation. So you can hear our interview with her in our archives also. So we are very proud of what we've been able to accomplish here in such a short period of time. And some of the people that we've had on are still movers and shakers. So get a chance to check out our archives. Like I said, they're right here on SuperStore.com. And also all available for free off of iTunes. You can just download them to your iPod and take them on the road with you while you're driving around. We're winding down here. We just got a few minutes left. But if you have a chance to get on down to First Fridays here, come on down. Michelle Mangione will be playing here pretty soon. Opening for her will be Jeff that we just had on earlier. And I'm looking forward to hearing his music and what he's all about. Really, totally a really cool guy. And a lot of talent that comes through here. Michelle always books some really, really cool people to join her on stage, so should be a good time. But you still have plenty of time to get out here. I don't think the show starts here. Music starts here probably around 8:30 tonight, 8:15, 8:30. So if you're in the area, come on down and you can check that out. All right. So that's I want to let everybody know just a few more things before we forget. Once again, Jack Nine will be our guest next week on Wednesday night. Primetime, Alan Kham, K-H-A-M. Get a chance to tune in for that. He's a very interesting musician. We're looking forward to talking to him. Once again, you can always follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Find us on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio also, where everything is archived there. So you can always find one of our shows in the archives and listen to a past show. We're going to let you listen to one more of our recent guests. And once again, see if I can grab one more person here tonight to talk to before we go off to air. I just mentioned Raspin. How about Raspin? Well, it's a Raspin spirit here. Always a good time. Raspin Stewart, and this one is called Midtown.
Think I've come the right way this time now. Bound for glory, sure to be found out. Night up through the city. Let me tell you, bro, this town's got no pity. Rest of me, you seem to do it so easily.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Talk Story Radio.
Hi, this is Michelle Mangione. You're listening to Swoops World Radio. I listen to it just because I love it so much.
At a railroad station in Baton Rouge, there's a train to Crescent City. Urban Street keeps calling him back to a Cajun girl so pretty. Old men sit outside the bars, tell stories they can't forget.
And that was, thanks, Michelle. Michelle Mangione, what you hear through the clip of is, Edge of Madness, and it's a song she co-wrote with Grace Slick, so you might want to check that out. You know, the cool thing about that song is all the proceeds from that song went to the fishermen that were affected during the Gulf oil spill, so you get an opportunity to check that out, download it, and it cost you like a buck. Just know that all the proceeds from that song still go to help out the fishermen that were just affected and weren't able to work and things like that because of the Gulf oil spill back in the Gulf Coast. Has that been a year or so now? Wow. Anyway, definitely check that out. Like I said, we're listening to Swoops World on Talk Story Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Mirage Mediterranean Grill right here in Bixby Knolls. If you ever come down here, check out the Mirage. Mike does a good job. He's got some really good food. I heard the chicken shawarma is amazing. I've had a couple of things on the menu here and enjoyed it every time. So if you get a chance to come down here and check that out, do so. Definitely do so. And he has entertainment here throughout the week. But usually on first Fridays, Michelle's doing her thing down here with her guests, and always seem to be very enjoyable, and never had a bad time here at all. So definitely check that out. That's not going to wrap it up for us tonight, I think. We did a little 1-hour show, and we had a chance to meet Jeff Himmelgarn, and like you said, facebook.com/Jeff Himmelgarn Music. Take a look at that. Like his page, and you'll be able to keep track of what he's doing. Probably hear some samples of his music. He says what he's got coming out about April, I believe he said, somewhere in the spring. It's going to be a little bit different than what he's done in the past, but it sounds like it's going to be amazing nonetheless. So I'm sure if you get a chance to check him out and follow him and look forward to what he's going to be releasing here pretty soon. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. We will be back Wednesday night for Swoops World Late Night on the Talk Story Radio Network. And once again, our guest will be Jet Nunn. And we will also be celebrating our 2-year anniversary broadcasting Swoops World. We've had a lot of different platforms. Started on Blog Talk. We still do broadcast on Blog Talk. And we did a little stint at Z Talk for a while. And now we're on Talk Story Radio Network as well as Blog Talk. So still things are still moving forward, still having a good time, and still loving what we're doing. But I want to say thanks a lot for listening, and good night, everyone.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.